Bla 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 bla.
I'm singing, mommy, I'm singing.
It's awful. Like your face.
Welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Highland.
See, ooh,
it was so clever because I looked at Arena. What's your name? Dubitsky?
That was the first time that's ever happened. You faked me out so good.
Davinsky. I'm looking at Arena, and then I turned to Howard, and I introduced him first.
I've been away for so long, you didn't use my stage name.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
disappointed.
Howard Flood. Sorry. He's
Thank
incognito.
You.
Howard Flood.
Howard Flood, because that's
Is
what
it
he makes
Asian?
The bitches' panties do.
Oh.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for 2 new episodes a week, as well as my writing. You want to tweet us or Instagram us, I am at Papa's Basement on both. Arena, what are your handles?
At Mile High Jew.
Okay. And then Howard Flood is at What the F in Heezy.
Yeah, I don't use Twitter much lately, so it's probably a waste of time.
Because nobody could ever find that name.
Why? I love that. Oh, it's in the Q channel. I was wondering how that was feeding back, but normally when you put things in Q, this is your board lesson of the day. Not
Yum.
Boring. It's also boring.
Yes.
But this is an audio board lesson. Q is the channel that you put things in. There's different channels. There's program. If I put a mic in program, it's getting recorded. It goes out to everyone. If I put it in Q, I simply hear it coming out of a little speaker in the board, and it's not getting recorded. And that's how you test things without putting them on air. Whenever you have your Q on, nothing's supposed to come out if a mic is live, because then you get some sort of feedback loop.
I'm glad you keep looking at me, because that means my I'm paying attention face is working.
No, you look like a little bored turd in a third grade classroom.
Is this a clean show?
Yeah,
I was bored as duck.
you look like I was the teacher reading Where the Red Fern Grows to you, like every scene before the dogs get eviscerated by that bobcat.
And today was the good day where I forgot my notebook and I had to take notes.
That reminds me, I did apply for a grant to teach inner city black kids.
Oh my God, more boring stuff.
No, no.
About radio. So
oh,
you're
about
hired.
Radio?
Yeah. You're hired. You're my.
You're hired to not
you're my
get
consultant.
Paid.
Are you kidding?
Are you volunteering?
No, shut up, Arena.
I applied for a grant. Like, I'm not going to do it unless they pay me.
Wait, how does this work? This is legit, by the way. He is not. This is not shtick. We
I'll
did
tell
no
you
prep,
more like
always.
Elaborate details of it. Later, it's not interesting enough for air, but yeah, like I'll find out in May if I have to do a full proposal.
You're telling me
you're gonna be a line item on my proposal.
Oh my God, I drove here for this.
I can get money.
This could be a text message right
shut
now.
Up. You can drive your ass out of the studio if you don't. I can get paid to teach black kids about radio.
I'm hoping that's true. Yes, I'm really hoping that's true. I'm so afraid though that they're gonna be like, what do you know about radio? And it's like, don't worry, I got a guy. Well, let's hear what your guy does, and then I'll have to send him episodes of this show to prove that we do radio. And I think their immediate question will be like, can we let these guys near high school kids?
Well, they're going to hear me use a certain word so much, they're going to assume I'm black, much like the rappers use it.
Why don't you guys use your sports show?
Yeah, that might be a little better, but even then, I don't know.
I use that word
yeah,
on the sports
actually,
show,
that's
too.
Worse. You definitely... You dropped the N-word on the sports show before, for
yeah,
sure.
We would have to be doing like a show about Eskimos for me not to bust that out. And even then, I might do some comparisons.
Eskimos is technically an offensive term.
Oh,
I'm
is
pretty
it?
Sure yeah. you've already, well, I was going to say before that offended them before.
Although in the...
Those blubber-eating igloo dwellers, screw them.
I think Eskimo does mean something like blubber eater.
You know, because
that's what they are then.
Yeah, but because of that, they have the lowest rates of Alzheimer's and dementia.
They have very elastic veins, as I recall reading. But whatever, that shouldn't be a slur. I was on CNN like 3 months ago.
Is that
reading
if you
have
like
little what?
Why is that important? In case you want to use the whole Eskimo after you shoot one or something? They have elastic veins? Like,
no, it's just some factoid. They were saying Swedish people at 20. Had the same veins of like Eskimos at 90. I don't know. It was like goddamn
all the fish diet.
An article written by Mengele, but yeah, they're saying all the blubber was good. But there's some little CNN flip along thing where it was like detailing that if they kill a whale, that's it for 6 months. That's like the sock hop.
Yeah,
they have a huge feast. That's them winning the numbers.
Yeah, it's
probably why they're always drinking and reaping.
They love it.
It's a slur in Alaska, but not Canada. So British Columbia, I don't think it's offensive.
What are they like? What are you supposed to call them?
Indigenous peoples.
I think Aleutian.
Aleutian.
Something like that.
Can you just call them by their name?
Well, like,
don't be silly.
The collective. Self-identity is important.
I mean, because whenever I talk to you, I'm always like, whenever hello, dead half, air and we half need you Korean to person. You don't. Well, it's trying to give you time to keep putting your foot in your mouth. So,
what's wrong with you? What did you do? What did you do before the show?
Nothing. I drank a lot of coffee today. I'm just in a good mood. You guys are just boring right now. Can we talk about something good?
I don't need anyone on the damn show to say it's boring.
Well, you already know that. So.
I mean, if you want to hoof it out, that's fine. It won't break my heart none. I do a show with this bastard all the time.
No, I love you guys. I want to do this show, but I know we're going to be discussing inner city grants.
Well, then why are you here? Like, I'm not joking. Why are you here to belittle the show? This is what it is.
We usually have good stuff.
This is it every
now
time.
Now he's getting laid and he's mean.
I'm not being mean.
But you just made fun of the blacks, so.
Yeah,
like,
my
we're
people,
very upset.
First of all.
What? How did I make fun of black people?
I think more is you made fun of the making fun of. And that offends me too. No, it's just you interrupt. You're like an old grandparent at a table. And it's like, hey, 1957, I smoked marijuana with a Negro. And then, like, right back to watching The Wheel. Like, what's wrong with you? You got strokes or something?
What?
I don't know what's going on with your head today. You're in a weird place.
I'm totally fine. I'm, like, happy in a good
to
mood.
To quote Stephen Wright talking about Bobcat Goldthwait, he's got a weird energy. What's going on? You got a weird energy today, man. Are you all right? Just sit back, third mic it up. Let the boys talk.
Oh.
Know your place. That's your mantra.
Okay.
God damn. Are you all right?
I'm totally fine. Are you all right?
I think the way Howard laughed when I was saying things, that shows that I was on the path here. The path of enlightenment and truth.
Oh, thank you, Radio Yoda.
All right. Relax. We can focus back on this one. You ready?
All right.
Howard.
Yes.
You revealed earlier that you watched Frozen. I know we're just jumping around. Apparently, we have to keep things interesting for this one over here.
So you're going to single me out now?
Well, talk about
Frozen.
Actually,
that explains everything now.
And then I'm going to make up a story about going skydiving and some base jumping because we're now Papa's Basement Extreme.
Oh, nice.
To keep Arena's interest.
I guess I've always been extreme, so I expect things. Higher expectations.
All right. Howard, tell me about, because I listen to a bunch of Opie and Anthony.
Oh,
wait, Arena, are you high or crying? Sorry,
no, I'm not
back.
Crying.
All right, your eyes look red, so what is it?
No, I'm nothing.
All right, I heard sniffling, I saw red eyes, I smelled blood, but you're all right.
I'm totally fine.
You knew to hide your cracked hoof? Make sure you weren't the lame game.
I'm trying to behave, so you invite me back. But...
Back to Howard. Howard, I've heard a bunch about Frozen. Every chick is posting about it on Facebook, including Arena, even though she acts like she's too good for this.
I haven't seen it.
Shut up. All girls. I just stereotyped. It's true. All girls, including
her.
Everyone's posting about it, man. You can explain to me what the hell it is. I know it's a Disney film, and I'm guessing it came out during the winter. That would make sense, right?
Yeah, the excitement about it has to do with it's very much like a Disney classic film that you're used to from the 50s. Sleepy Beauty, Snow White and the Seven
Dwarfs,
et
cetera. But aren't they all... Like, don't they all, even what, Lion King has, even though everyone's called, like, Timumba and Pumbaa and stuff.
I mean, all those movies were good. I heard the song from, like, the
What makes
movie.
It classic compared to the others?
Well, what they did is they took the classic script and they slightly changed it for
Did they de-ethnic
modern...
it?
No, they...
Is it back to a white blonde princess?
They made it more feminist. They made it less stereotypical, like, I need a man in order to have my life be complete.
Yeah, and I kind of know what you're talking about, because that video of the two Navy baseball players singing that song, that's the only thing I know from that movie. And the girl is talking about, oh, well, we finish each other's sandwiches. That's like a line from one of the songs instead of like sentences.
And yeah, oh no, I got what you're saying. You didn't have to explain the sentences.
That's not the song that hit radio, though. That's just one of the earlier numbers in the song.
I'm just saying that's what I got from that movie, that it was just crap trying to be a classic. Like, it's not a classic yet.
How does it differ from the stuff like, what, Mulan? And then what was the one here? Here's your area of expertise. Which one had a black chick and like a talking frog or some crap and was set in the bayou?
Like the newest one. I didn't see that either.
Should I give you the spoiler, like why it's different?
Sure.
It's a Disney movie. It's not going to be like outlandishly weird, but I'm going to tell you people, if you haven't seen it and you really want the surprise ending, it's not that big a surprise. They just made it not as sexist as Disney movies usually are.
So they all get married to a prince.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a story of two sisters, and then one of them, in order to like remove a curse from herself,
of course,
needs an act of love. And so, like, for a large part of the movie...
Hold on. Where are they getting away from the stereotype?
Exactly. So listen, like, they're... listen, when they get to the end of the movie and, you know, she's looking for someone to kiss her that loves her.
Yeah. Oh, do the sisters les it?
No. Okay. Like, ends up, she...
He said it didn't get that weird.
One of the sister who needs
the
act of
weird.
Love...
That's hot.
Ends up throwing herself in front of the other sister as someone was about to stab her and protects her. And so that's what saves her from the curse.
And they both live.
And so it's a story of like...
They have to both live though, right?
Sisters before Mistas was the message of the movie. So like, yeah. They actually had a woman write the script. She got the original Disney script and was like...
So this is like an episode of Living Single pretty much.
A little bit more, yeah. A little bit more of that than like the traditional Disney story arc, so...
Wait, John, did you just compare this to Living Single?
Yeah. That was the whole show. Bitches before men.
No, it wasn't. Have you ever seen that show?
I dabbled.
What do you think it's about?
Living single.
Okay.
Being black.
And living single.
In today's world. I think one of them was Queen Latifah.
Yes.
She might still be. Who are the others?
Tootie.
Something or other?
Tootie. From Facts of Life.
I've actually been watching a lot of that show.
Was Lark Voorhees?
Wow, that's racist, man. She was not on that show.
Well, no, she was on that, or she was on like a soap opera, and she went ape-s. Now saying ape after describing Lark Voorhees, mildly racist, but I meant it in a different way.
No, I don't think
she went like manic depressive and was like smearing poo on dressing room walls or something like that.
Happens. Oh my god, I think I did hear about that.
She lost it, man. I don't think she actually like cave painted with her crap, but. She went nuts, apparently.
Woo.
Whatever, man. That's what'll happen when you say no to the Zach attack.
I think they did, actually.
No, that was a later episode.
I think she did
episode.
Get attacked by Zach.
Well, that was a later episode.
No,
where
in real life.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, in real
Gosler.
Life, they...
Good for him.
Actually, my friend that you like a lot, she babysits his kids.
I would do a couple of your friends. Which one?
The one you like a lot in L.A. She's the nanny for his kids.
Oh, how do you pronounce her last name? Is it like Felon? Like F-E-L-O-N?
It doesn't matter.
Sure it does, because now I'm going to give away her PIN and SSN. So spell things out.
I actually don't know how to pronounce her last name.
How tight are you?
Wait, it's not the way it's spelled, and I always forget. And she always tells me when I'm
it's
drunk.
It's like six letters.
You know what?
It literally is one
finger.
Don't put it there.
But yeah, Frozen is a good movie, man. It's one of the best movies I've seen in recent times, I have to be honest. I don't watch a lot of modern movies, but it was well-crafted. It's everything that you want out of cutting-edge animation as far as visuals go. So I got to give them credit, and they wrote like
I know, like little kids
good...
are singing it, too. Like everyone has a video of their kid, like, look, my little, my little Joffrey, he's singing the Frozen.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't call him gay, he's just musical.
This is like, that's so annoying. You know, and maybe...
So wait, sorry, does the one chick die real fast?
No.
She has to live.
Of course, yeah. No, okay. Because they need to make a franchise out of it.
Okay.
The next up is either, if not a sequel...
Is there going to be a black one called Mo Frozen?
Oh.
Mo Froze. A lot of apostrophes in there. All right, back to you, Arena.
Mo Froze.
I think movies like Frozen... are smart because they get everyone talking and going, well, I have to now see this movie and compare it. See if
but
I like it with
every
everybody
movie
else on Facebook.
Ever once.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're acting like other movies. Like,
I don't know.
Word of mouth is horrible.
No,
let's,
I mean,
swear,
like,
audiences
go,
to silence when they finish
it. Just go see it and shut up. Like, nobody cares what you think.
Well, that's, I'm asking him why it has such good buzz, because for,
I don't mean
say,
Howard. I mean, like, everybody on Facebook. Like, I just got I got Frozen for my kids. Well, for Easter, my kids are getting Frozen.
Howard bringing it up to me, period, is the level of enthusiasm that it takes the average anus to post on Facebook. Like, him just even bringing it up means he really enjoyed it. So I was just wondering what makes it so different. Like, what the best regarded
one. I'm not knocking
one
Howard at all. I'm just saying.
Has been Lion King, right? In the past, like, 20
I'll
years.
I'll be honest.
That,
like,
was a good one.
The last one I saw in theaters or at all was Aladdin, and then I went on Disney boycott when
I
was a kid.
Okay, wait. Aladdin was after Lion King.
Aladdin was before Lion King.
Well, okay. So, wait. Since Lion King, it's been, like, what? Pocahontas.
Which was racist.
I guess. Not enough for my taste. Hercules, which was a piece of crap. My mom, actually, if you want, like, the real racism, if you will.
Oh, yeah, because,
like,
you are actually.
Well, they replaced the Greek chorus with just, like, three singing soulful black chicks.
Wow.
And my mom saw that. She was like, what is that garbage? And, yeah, like, immediately was just like, we're not touching this film.
Here's what's interesting.
Well, I'm 16.
Greeks can't sing.
No, I'm just, like, you know, palette swapping them for black broads is a little weird.
What's interesting with Frozen versus some of the more recent Disney films is it was an idea that Walt Disney's crew in the 50s had.
Okay.
And it's based on a Hans Christian Andersen story. I think it's called The Ice Queen.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, they'd been sketching this out since the 50s. Now, it's very different from what they had initially thought, but Disney has always had in mind to make this story into a movie. So it does have
more
of that.
I'm so glad they finally did it. Thank goodness. Now cancer is cured. Thank you, Disney.
But it just, it invokes a lot more of the old Disney movies. I mean, it feels more like a 50s Disney movie.
Well, did they hand draw it? Because to me, that's what
no.
a 50s Disney movie
Sorry,
is.
Like,
no. The 86 line. Frames per second.
Yeah, right.
That were drawn by non-Asian hands.
They had to get this out by Christmas.
That's true.
But so the storyline is much more traditional.
It's going to be on DVD by
respect,
Easter.
So.
Okay, so there's no, like, shucking and jiving and.
I mean, it's a simpler story. They have, like, they basically didn't make it too busy a story either.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
They have enough fun characters. I think my favorite part, there's a snowman that becomes animated.
Okay.
Like, and then
I feel they went for too much. They're the progenitors of that whole, like, we're going to make a movie for kids, but then here's the wisecracking guy played by Richard Jenny, like a back talking candlestick.
I'll be honest, like, I laugh so hard because they have a scene where the snowman is talking about how excited he is to go to the beach and just enjoy summer. It's the funniest song. I laughed my ass off the whole time because
is he really depressed? Is he like an emo
no,
snowman?
No, it's just completely
like,
naive.
Die in the ocean.
It's completely naive. It's just one of those paradoxical situations where it's
Howard,
like, I can't
like you,
he.
But I really want to punch you right now.
I don't.
Because of the story. I don't know why.
He was telling a story. Good heart.
I'm just saying. It's worth seeing.
Disney.
You should watch with your friend in Los Angeles.
Look, I didn't watch Disney movies. I've not seen The Lion King yet just because I stopped watching Disney movies after Aladdin. I liked Aladdin, but then I was like, you know what? I'm too old for this. And
I
feel like
when,
they
like,
ruined the film industry.
A teacher
industry.
Was sick.
They really did.
It was one of those things in high school where you're like, the con side, I'm watching The Lion King. With the plus side, it means the teacher's gone, so I could live with this. And then you're like, it's Scar, and he's killing people.
Lion King was good, but I was also like 5 when I saw it first, you know?
Stop lying about your age.
I don't know how old I was.
You were 13.
I don't know when it came out. Like, it was a long-ass time ago.
You were, like, watching The Lion King and then going home to shave your pubic hair.
And my back. Let's not lie. I'm Jewish.
You disgusting Sasquatch beast. Oh, man. Speaking of Facebook and posting there and all that stuff, this is the worst segue ever. But bear with me. Do you guys know that I've done a viral video site?
Yes.
No.
He does. This one doesn't.
No.
This Jew squatch over here.
I only promote myself. It's one woman in PR.
Well, that's why
industry.
I have you on. I put you on, and then you're like talking to everyone about the show. And it's a good thing.
That's right. Tell me more about your video face.
Sorry, I'm trying to burp things up. Talk.
I just can't look at your face and like talk
it's
about
not coming up.
Normal things.
I'm just at least happy that I ate this time a ton.
Yeah.
Before getting on air, and I have some level of energy. I feel so bad. I had Sean F. on last week of Opie and Anthony fame, and I just ate like half an Indian buffet before I came in, and Sean's a good talker, and I just like flipped him on like through Skype or whatever. Or no, he called in. And I was just like, he just talked Like the whole time, every 3 minutes, I checked in just to be like, oh, yeah, I'm technically the host. But keep talking. I was so comatose. It's so bad. Yeah. I ate like
Mom's organic, man.
Yeah, Mom's organic. A much lighter meal, but it's giving me a burp that is just not coming out. It's killing me, man. But yeah,
you need to eat more like that more often.
I guess. I ate a bag of peanut M&Ms on top.
Whenever I do health education events, people are always like, oh, no, I can't eat beans. They give me gas. I'm like, if you eat enough of them and drink water like you're supposed to, you don't get gas. It's true. If you eat like the amount of fiber you're supposed to, which is 27 grams to 35 grams a day, you don't get gas.
How many grams in a bean?
I don't know down to the bean because it's different for every type of bean. But
and you call yourself a health professional.
But for I'm not a registered dietitian. And actually, even a registered dietitian would probably not even know that.
Well, what is 1 gram of fiber?
What do you mean?
In beans.
In
black beans.
Like a quarter cup of black beans has like 9 grams of fiber in it.
So 1 cup and I'm set.
1 cup, 3 cups. I mean, 3/4 of a cup, you're set.
All right. See, and you want to criticize boring radio? We just talked bean counting right there. Literal bean counting.
Literal bean counting.
At least everyone's going to have a smooth poop.
Yeah. I don't fart when I eat beans because of what Irina just described.
I'm a health education professional, okay?
I don't eat. The only thing that gets me farty is when I'm about to drop one, and then it's just always awful.
Because you got to let it slide out. It's like Fat Albert's ready to get out of the minivan, and he's all like, hey, hey, and you're just like, no, I can't. I got to play another round of video games.
I had one brewing yesterday right around 5, but I'd already taken the one I usually do in the morning, and I'm like, I'm not double dipping here. Like, what happened first, I'm busting, and they're just horrible. And I'm like, but I don't have to crap. And then very, very slowly, one starts to make its way down.
The older you get, the easier it just tries to slide out.
Usually, it's like it's bad for like 2 minutes, and then I'm gnashing my teeth to hit the bathroom. Like it's just that. But this one was like working the audience. It was like Leno coming from the back and like high-fiving everyone. Like, it was just taking its sweet-ass time to get on stage. And so I have to drive to a job. And at first I'm worried I'm going to like have to crap the whole way there, but nothing really happens. And then I show up and the customer's like, hey, what's up? And he had just purchased a house. I was doing his locks and he's like walking in and out of the rooms. And I'm just like dropping these horrible bombs every time he leaves. And then just like fanning open doors and stuff. Like when I hear his voice coming from the upstairs, I'm like, oh God, this one isn't clearing. This one isn't clearing.
See, if you ate clean, you wouldn't have these problems. This is like when Louis C.K. talks about when he like goes to the doctor and the doctor asks him, What is your diet like? And he goes, what is my diet like? Like there's a pattern. He's like, yeah. I just eat and then I crap.
Yeah.
Whenever.
I'm the worst kind. Like I know exactly how I should eat. And then I just like today, I wake up and it's just like, oh, there's a Cadbury egg left over from Easter.
It's the trans-theoretical stages of change.
I'm like so bad about it. I've thought I was getting healthy because I'm like splitting the Cadbury eggs. They have a seam. This is an Easter candy bit. I know you can't play along.
I'm Jewish. We don't have the eggs. We have them for Passover.
Howard, one, how great is it to live in the light of Christ's love? But two, you know the Cadbury's, how they just have that seam down the middle?
I actually don't have a sweet tooth, so I've never really eaten any.
Okay. Well, you can twist them open like an Oreo. And then you can just take your finger and kind of scoop out the white jizz
inside
them. By the
way, you have us Jews to think that you even have Easter.
I guess.
Technically, you don't even have your fancy creamy eggs if it weren't for us.
Leave it to your kind, trying to take something out of the back end of everything.
We get the credit. We did the production on that number.
But I'm such a slob lately. Like I'll sit
and we're
there
still getting royalties.
And I'll eat like 5 Cadbury eggs and I'm trying to count calories and they're 150 calories each. But I'll scoop out the junk in the middle and I'm like, that had to be like half the calories so I can eat double the eggs.
You're like bro science. You're like a calorie's a calorie.
Yeah, and that's the worst. Calories are not calories.
No. If you really want to know, I can tell you that 1 calorie equals, I mean, 1 gram of protein equals whatever you do that.
4 calories.
Yeah.
And 1 gram of fat is 9 calories. And 1 gram of carbohydrates is 4 calories.
And 1 gram of alcohol is 7 calories.
I'm a health major too.
No, you aren't.
I'm a health major, too.
What did you study?
I majored in healthology.
That's not even a thing.
With a minor in sportiness. There you go. Arena.
You're a minor.
You've met your match.
You're a butt minor.
Healthologist and sportiness. That's what I did. What the hell were we talking about? Oh,
tell
crapping.
Me some funny.
Yeah. And then I go and visit my chick, and she's like passing out right next to me. And every time she's waking up or getting up to hit the head, I'm just busting dirt into her couch, but then having to sit on it and trap it. So
wait,
she doesn't
detect
it.
This is sleeping on the couch with you?
Yeah, yeah. We're watching Community.
Are you cuddling?
Yeah.
So you're backfiring into the pillows.
Yeah, and just trapping it.
Where it's going to live and create dust mites and bed bugs.
Yeah, her cats don't sit on that cushion anymore. Then I go home, and it's still like vaguely on deck, but not really.
There's like a yellow spot.
And I'm just like, well, I'm about to shower, and I'm certainly not taking it after I shower. So I guess this is tomorrow's project. It's just, I haven't had that patient a dump in like 2 years.
You know,
I really don't know what caused it.
If I wait like a minute too long, then I have to work for it after. So I just like to, I need to get in there and out.
Really? See, with me, I like you talking about crapping on air and you're a girl. This is good material. With me, it's like sometimes it'll get scared, but it's like a dude being like, well, maybe I don't want to have sex with you. And then the chick's like, ah, come on. The guy's just going to be like, yeah, okay. I'm right back with you.
Well, see, I wouldn't just crap and then do it. I would shower. It just grosses me out, like, to think that.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I'm just saying that is my dump if I was to personify him. Like, I can hold it, and it's like, well, maybe I don't want to come out anymore. And I'm just like, nah, we're going to the bathroom now. He's like, yeah, okay. You're right.
Okay,
this
okay,
is what
I
do.
It. I get it.
Yeah, I would. Oh, God, no, I really don't like sex if the chick just like came out of the head.
Yeah.
And is like holding a match. And just like, okay, you can hit it now.
Now, do you guys have this problem? Because I've read about some of my friends' kids.
It
like,
never gets erect, yes.
Not being able to go to the bathroom now without their phones. And sometimes I think I have that problem. I'm like, if I don't have my phone, even in offices.
Say phone again.
Phone.
Phone.
That's why my phone. TV never understands me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but like if I don't, now I have to cut myself off. I even have an app that's called Don't Move, and it gives you points the longer you don't touch your phone.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
What are the points redeemed for?
Nothing. I don't know.
That's,
you get achievements.
Then. That's the dumbest app
ever.
Well,
it's just about like, I guess when you're like,
that's like that whole like don't
partially
masturbate
type
thing.
A crap.
It's like, what's your reward for that? Oh,
no,
I didn't,
you should masturbate.
I didn't jizz.
Coming is like really good for your system. That's how you get prostate cancer.
Yeah, prostatitis or whatever the hell just
actually
backs up.
Sunlight is why people get not enough sunlight is why people get all these cancers, because we are like plants and we need
except
sunlight.
For skin cancer, dummy.
Actually, if we were more exposed and built up our tolerance, just like we do alcohol.
I think that depends on what race you are too.
Well,
because Ireland are not supposed to be exposed to the type of sunlight that you have in Florida. They're
because
just not.
They don't have that.
Yeah,
type
have
of
you ever seen a ginger that
Ireland.
Tan too much? It's horrible. They
yeah,
look,
also,
they look like the Walking
why
Dead.
Why do you think they have so much depression and cancer in Ireland?
Well, it's
because they're goddamn
there.
Irish.
It's because they don't have
they're
enough sunlight.
They're the most
sunlight.
Depressing people on earth.
They don't have enough sunlight. We're all from an area. We all came from one place.
So what? The Somali people are happy? Have you ever seen Black Hawk Down?
What?
That place looks like a hellhole.
Sunlight's not going to give you food. I mean, technically it's supposed to, but if people have been
Never
coming
been
to your country.
Jamaica, I think the death rate's like 80%. They have 5% unemployment.
Everyone I've met in Jamaica is always happy.
That's because those are like the four guys they let around the resort.
Yeah. Welcome to Jamrock.
Yeah.
I loved the first time we went to Jamaica, I was like 10 or something. And the instructor guy, like there's no other kids. No other kids traveled to the Caribbean.
I wish I had like segment music for just rich Jew tales. Continue.
Like maybe Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Violin. And the guy was so dark. He's like, my grandma say, unless I smile, you can't see me at night. It's all airy.
Can you play Bend Over? That's like that's one of the greatest songs to ever come from Jamaica.
Bend Over.
Bend over, bend over, bend over.
Have
bend
you ever
over,
heard of
I don't know
Yellow Man?
One.
And he has a song called On Blueberry Hill. I don't remember it, but we still listen to it all the time.
Okay.
I just had Passover. I'm all fresh on my Hebrew.
I did my first Passover this year.
I was going to know the words to that. I went to Jew camp. I went to Jew school.
Sing the Jew song.
New.
Oh, I can
die
sing this.
Die, new.
All right.
I didn't say it was good.
Good Lord, I could sing that. Gibberish. Die anew.
A time, a mitzvah.
The Running Man, Ben Richardson.
A die. Die anew. There you go. I knew your mitzvah.
Hold on. Now
I just had the Jew signal to implode.
Sorry, he's talking about Rasta. Now I have this just stuck in my head. Oh, 15-second advertisement. You're killing the show.
You're ruining everything.
The Geico Gecko. You know what? Here, this is what I wasn't letting on air.
Don't forget I'm having brunch with Megan tomorrow.
It's a sassy Geico commercial.
Who?
Oh, is that Geico? You actually know this? This actually penetrates your brain?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're funny at first, and then it's like you hear it a million times.
There we go. Greetings by Half Pint.
I like this. I've never heard this.
You've never heard Greetings?
No. Can you play On Blueberry Hill by Yellow Man?
Greetings, I bring.
I'm about to see the butterfly stopping for a Jamaican patty on the way home.
We could just go deep, play some Burning Spirit, though.
You've definitely made our Jewish Jamaican fans really happy.
Nice. Nice.
You mean the Rastas.
Oft overlooked demo. That's what I say.
You know they're Chinese Jamaicans, right?
No.
Yeah, no. I have a friend who was telling me about it up in Toronto when I lived there. He was just like, yeah, I got these friends here. They're
That's just Canada for you.
They're yeah, like he had friends who were Chinese Jamaican. And so like.
Wait, they're
Chinese Jews.
They're what race and from what place?
They're I'm Chinese, confused. But their families immigrated to Jamaica.
Why?
And now they've moved to Canada, where they speak English with a Jamaican accent. And so people
creepy.
Think they're making fun of Jamaicans when it's like, no, man, this is how I sound.
Oh, my God, that is the funniest thing ever.
That's pretty good.
Why do they? I didn't know that, like, Jamaica was accepting immigrants.
Well, everybody likes Chinese food. You? So it's just like, bam, we got a restaurant.
I think it's like, it goes maybe very Jamaica
true.
And then Antarctica, like that's it in terms of what country would be worse to travel to and live in. That's it. Like only
I love Jamaica. I don't know if I would live there.
Ass of the world, where it's cold and there's daylight for 8 hours per year, is worse than Jamaica. Jamaica's a toilet. Like, isn't it just violent as hell and you can't get a job?
I think Haiti's worse, isn't it?
I they all have AIDS. And, like, really fit people, too. So, like, you can't even run if you're being attacked. You're just dead. You're just dead. You're going to get Usain bolted down.
I think Jamaica's got some stuff going for it. But I think, yeah, if you're going to live in the Caribbean.
Red Stripe beer.
Well, it's just
everybody
the
from the Marley family.
I'd say Bahamas and Barbados are supposed to be up there.
Yeah, Bahamas is actually pretty.
If the Papa Giorgio's and their track record with the condom lived in Jamaica, I think in like 2 months, you would just see me behind the mic like, oh, this cough is not clearing up. That is it. I would be cooked.
Yeah, they're very anti-gay there now, too.
Yeah, right.
Now? They've always
been
that way.
Yeah, they have.
Now.
Yeah.
They've dabbled, in homophobia since 2012.
It's a new thing. They were totally fine until recently.
Don't you even, what do they call them? Batty boys? Or
Batty boy,
I think so. Wasn't that the big thing that Gwen Stefani, that Hey Baby song that she did with No Doubt?
Hey like, baby,
she did the
hey
solo
baby,
album and then she came back to No Doubt,
right?
And she's like, yeah, you guys are gonna take like flat fees, or this is gonna become Gwen Stefani's No Doubt real fast. And
wow,
I mean, I'm only guessing. We're not going there for Tony Canale. Or that's not Tony. He's
you don't even know his name. One of these other guys.
The bassist. They used the piper or the guitarist. The Indian looking guy. Tony Tony Reale.
Who cares? Thinking,
Tony Reale is around the horn.
Tony, who cares?
Hold on. No. We're going to see if it's Tony Canale.
Oh.
I'm slowing the show down a bit.
Good.
Even more so. Tony Connelly. Oh, no. I got a hit for Mikhail Connelly in London.
That's
because
even the internet doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever that guy is. But they had Bounty Killer on Hey Baby.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, 6 months later,
Bounty
I guess the internet...
Bounty Killer Gwen Stefani and No Doubt.
Yeah, it was slower. There's just, like, a Bounty Killer song out there about, like, killing gay people. And they had to kind of backtrack away from Bounty Killer all of a sudden. It's like, maybe he won't come on the tour with us.
Yeah.
As the opening act and then joining us for the Hey Baby encore.
That explains why my gay friends don't like Gwen Stefani. No, I'm kidding.
Possibly.
It's
going a little deep.
I got to listen to that song again.
No, I mean, that happens a lot. Like, I can't remember the name of the track.
I don't think he snuck it into Hey Baby. I think they would have caught that.
No, I can't remember the name of the song now.
On his own.
Yeah. Okay, he just had a song about, like, killing gay people.
There was a popular dance track that kind of blew up in the U.S., like, especially at Black Clubs
about
7 years ago. I can't remember. It was a reference. There was something about burning the house down. Uh-huh. And so everybody in, like, America would just dance to it while they were drunk, thinking, like, hey, this is cool. It's like that Talking Heads song or whatever.
And it was Ellen DeGeneres' house?
No, they were talking about, yeah, it was burning down the gay club. It was like a threat. The song was actually threatening, like, if we find out you have one of these pop-up gay clubs, we're going to come burn it down. That was the message of the song. And everybody in the U.S. was like, yo, they're burning down the house. This is hype.
Wait, what? Who's saying it?
I can't even remember. Like, it was popular very briefly before people realized what it was actually about. And then it just, like, died off.
It's not that the roof is on fire.
No, yes. It's Jamaican track.
No, it's not that.
No, I don't think it's that one.
They just have the happiest lyrics, though. Or, I'm sorry, the happiest sound. And I love, like, the violently homophobic lyrics over this.
Because you're high.
Like,
you got a contact high.
And you just picture, like, dancing on the beaches and pina colada, like, drinks and halved coconuts. And then really, you listen to it through the thick accent, and it's like, I'm going to shank him in his gay neck.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow
your
you.
Your gay blood will color the beaches, body boy.
I'm going to kill you in the men's handicap stall.
Oh, Lordy. Well,
have you watched Legit? Have you watched that show?
Well, we'll go back to Legit because I can actually segue into a weird little article that CNN had on gay stars and their spouses from killing gays to celebrating them on CNN.
I like that.
That's Papa's Basement.
Let's take it around because I love the gays. My best friend's a gay.
My father was gay. Sorry. That's
he died from taking a giant dick in
George
the ass.
George Costanza line. Over the weekend, Jodie Foster married her chick, which is funny because to this day, Jodie Foster's never
cares? She's not hot
she
anymore.
Like, I thought she was like at some award show last year and was like, it feels so good to finally do this. And everyone's just cheering and losing their minds like it's
Thunderdome. Yeah. It was like a year ago.
And then she says like nothing else. She never just came out and said like, I'm gay. I dig chicks.
Who cares? Like, does she really need to say it? Like, the haircut said it for her.
I don't really care. She just needs to sign the National Registry, and then we can all be on our way here.
The shoes said it for her.
In a couple of years, the Sentinels will hunt her down. I heard the shoes line. I approve. But over the weekend, she married her broad. So I guess that's her kind of coming out.
I guess.
A little bit.
That's like, a public announcement.
At this point, nobody wants to think about either of their vaginas.
Now,
not even them.
Here's what I'm going for here. Like, I get dudes, they marry younger. It makes sense to me that, like, a gay dude is going to still pick up, like, hotter, younger tail.
Right.
But
I believe they call that a daddy.
Oh, okay, a daddy and there's bears
and
otters,
a twink.
Right? Twinks. Yeah, I guess it'd be daddy and twink.
I'm hip with the gays.
That sounds like an innocent child show, doesn't it?
I'm what they call a hag.
Oh, you're a fruit fly.
No, I'm
What's
more
the difference?
Of a. I'm more of a beard.
You've dated gay men?
No.
You
I'm
show
like
up
the
at their family.
That's what
events
a beard
I'm
is.
Like I'm the one that's
despite my old nickname at 106.7 of the beard.
Maybe that's where it came from.
Yeah. He needs a. No, beard is a chick that dates a gay guy.
No.
So he
a
can
beard
mix
is a sham marriage to
no,
a
the
woman.
No, the beard is the person.
Oh my God, who are you gonna listen to? The one that actually is?
I don't know, the one is correct. How about that?
Then I will tell you what a beard is.
Okay, we're gonna go to Urban Dictionary beard. Sure. Right now.
And it's a woman that pretends to marry a gay guy so he can keep being gay.
You have to pull out a knife and do Bishop's trick from Aliens.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
He gets it.
If I win, I get to pee on you.
Urban Dictionary beard. An opposite sex escort taken to an event, not a lifetime, but an event, in an effort to give a homosexual person the appearance of being out on a date with a person of the opposite sex.
That's what I just said. I think both are correct, where like it can be more long term of like I married someone just for the appearance of not being gay.
No, it doesn't have to be a marriage. It's someone you're dating that you use as a front, usually for the family.
Yeah, you just show up to family
as a sham.
Okay, yeah. You said like you get married.
You can usually
that's committing
usually,
to the bit.
Okay, so with Urban Dictionary, it's people write it in and there's 500 different like definitions, but it usually means someone that's married to
in a sham marriage.
I've
heard it more in the context of just like you come out for the occasional family event. Like it's less necessary.
Okay, well, it's Have you ever? Let's go with, have either of you?
I'm not going to throw anything at your weak temple.
Have either of you
and try to
ever
smash your brain.
Been a beard? No, I have. So let me tell you what
it is.
But
you don't even know what it is.
It's evolved.
You know what?
It's multiple things. Like I'm not going to buy into that singular case.
I will never be a beard for either of you.
We're good on that front. It's all good. Everything's fine. On Urban Dictionaries, there's like a hot snorg tease chick. I think this is Noisebot. I love these girls. These are the hottest girls on the internet. No, I'm not kidding, man.
I'm so glad they're here for you.
Check this girl out. She's wearing a shirt that says, I pooped today. And it has a stick figure making like the yay. He looks like the guy on the front of Alive.
I've seen that.
By Pearl Jam.
T-shirts like that make me really glad that we...
meaty tees on that chick. And I'm not talking toes.
I'm really glad we won feminism so women can dress like homeless men.
The stick figure is right where you'd want to put your you know what.
You know that's why Stanford, the university, like their mascot is the tree. It's for the placement of the tree on the cheerleader's front.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't say tits or boobs?
Well, it's just like envision the tree moving its way up towards the cleavage. It's quite an effect.
God.
A pine tree.
Oh, those are big. They're just weighty. They're just heavy. Like you'd put your hands under them and there's just heft there. But you don't have to lift a lot. Like they look firm, but just of substance.
Is this what you do when you look at porn?
Yeah, I actually didn't want to get this far into your head as like, what does John see when he looks at women on the internet?
Well, I also see a sister and a mother.
I'm
going to
play Angry Birds. Let me know when you're done.
But most importantly, I see a nice pair of just fat ones. Good ones.
Let me ask you, in your head, are they real or fake?
They're very real. She's young. It's like, it's almost how you describe John Wayne. He's firm. He's proud. He looks strong and charged. All right, back to the gay people.
Let's see if Howard's on Tinder.
Okay. Here's some things that confuse me, though. This thing defied some stereotypes. Turn on monitor. Howard, you're going to have to wind your head around.
All right.
Come a little
you
closer,
can do this.
Howard.
Share the ice cream cone with Arena over there. So right now, we're looking at Jodie Foster and Alexandra Hedison. And, you know, Jodie Foster's chick, she looks like a slightly softer Rachel Maddow.
They both look pretty lesbianically good.
They're all right.
They are all right.
So we flip one over.
Yeah.
Fashion designer Tom Ford Wright and his partner of 27 years, Richard Buckley. Blah, blah, blah. They're married.
He looks like he's losing. He looks like Tom Hanks losing the battle to AIDS in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. The one on the right, who's the famous one, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
He's the young one.
Yeah.
Why is he with the old dude?
Did they screw up the captions? I guess he got him pregnant. He had to stay with
that's
him.
That's funny. That's good. Hold on. I'm going to look up Tom Ford.
Tom Ford designs for Gucci.
Wow, that really.
He's huge. He's married to an ancient dude. I could have told you that.
They've been together for 27 years, man. I mean, like,
so
they had an age gap.
He met the guy when he was 60? This dude looks like the Crypt Keeper done up.
Like he pompadoured his hair for the occasion.
I think there's probably like an 18-year age gap would be my guess.
Tom Ford looks like he's 42, and this guy looks like, I don't know, he looks like
He looks like he's in his 60s.
He's like the stay-at-home wife, so he got weathered while Tom Ford is going around screwing models. Maybe they have an open relationship, and it's really love.
Oh, it's baffling.
Maybe that's actually his dad. Who knows? Yeah, Tom Ford makes all the money.
That's what I'm saying. Well, like, if he's making all the money, why you get the old bag at home?
Because
they met 27 years ago, man. You don't know what that guy looked like 27 years ago.
Old. I do. He looked old.
No, find an old picture. That's ridiculous.
Now
he looked 27 years
less
old.
No, like there's a massive age gap between those two men. Like this is one of the problems whenever people have like that big an age gap between like the two people.
Well, this is why you can't ever stay with like a chick who's like 15 years older than you. If you're 25 and you're bagging a hot 40-year-old, you got this much time.
Yeah, yeah, guys. This much.
Ashton and Demi.
Yeah, exactly. Really, I love it. All these older chicks are like, yeah, I'm bagging this younger dude. Well, guess what? Eventually, he's going to want to dump his seed in a womb that works.
Yeah,
that's how
which
life
is what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He went to Mila Kunis, whose uterus doesn't look
that's
like a
why
damn
I only
raisin.
Date guys that are 21.
You are a foul piglet.
I actually, when I see my friends have baby boys, I'm like, oh, 18 more years. Just mess with them.
You see their baby boys, and then you turn to the one you're dating. All right, so then
he got a little spit up on him.
I didn't know this one. The broad
you
from
didn't
Roseanne.
Know Darlene from Roseanne. I was just about to say.
I know
no,
she's gay. I
did
didn't
you
know she
need
was
her to
screwing
come out?
The singer from Four Non Blondes, though.
Oh, I think they're married. And I was at. I didn't know that was her. Actually, I was about to say.
Yeah,
I didn't
married.
Know she was dating her clone.
And then what's his Sir Elton and David Furnish? Whatever.
What did that other guy do?
I don't know. That guy from 30 Rock. He's gay. He had a brief role playing the Canadian. He played like a dude who did the robot.
Oh, he played the Canadian because he's gay.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now. His boyfriend's hot, though.
I like
those
soccer, but
sense.
I thought he was
wait,
with
wait,
David
wait.
Beckham.
This,
yeah.
This makes sense to me. This
Lily
is
Tomlin?
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin. Lily's the Tomlins.
And look at Lily Tomlin's wife. That is a lesbian marriage that makes sense to me.
Lily Tomlin's wife looks like she's her mother or something.
That's what Dave Mustaine is going to look like in 30 years. It's what David Coverdale looks like now.
At one point, I thought like I would one day just want to marry one of my friends, but women go bad really fast and they're annoying.
Here's the one that kills me. Here's the one
that
kills
Kelly
me.
Kelly Clarkson?
Glee star Dot Marie Jones on the right weds longtime girlfriend Bridget Castine.
Who are either of them?
The Bridget Castine, I'm not saying she's a 10, but she looks like a ginger Kelly Clarkson back when Kelly like really starved and was okay looking.
You mean when Kelly was chubby?
No, I don't know. Kelly can
that's
really become
one of
a
those,
behemoth.
Okay, look. That girl is doing one of those dating profile girl shots.
Well, it's true, yeah. It's a little like Grant Paulson in a wig when you get down to it. The one on the left, the pretty one. So I'm saying this is a compliment to Grant. I think if he shaved and put on a wig, he could be a hot chick. But I think that's just what you'd say. That's an attractive face. Johnny Depp. You shave Johnny Depp and get him pigtails, and that's prison meat right there.
John, you look like a Rosie O'Donnell with less hair.
Look at this right now in front of this is Portia de
Rossi
with
Ellen.
Ellen,
I read her book when I was like 12.
Trolling. Look at her getting that nice younger ass. I love Portia de Rossi.
Yeah, but she's so awesome cool. too. They are just an awesome couple.
Yeah, but again, she's going younger.
My
and
friend,
I thought Ellen would have like an appropriately like same age, same level of lesbianosity look, like the Lily Tomlin thing. That made sense to me. And then they show a guy who's just single. This
Ellen's
is
just got
married.
A really dominant personality. I think she's always going to have to be a lot older than the person she's with. Just like the way she interacts.
I think she's just going to be a Portia de Rossi since they've been married for so long.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, this isn't her first marriage. It's just, it's one
yes,
of those things.
Is.
Like,
there's Rosie.
She was with Anne Heck there.
They weren't married.
They were dating. I think for like 4 years. There's, and we got Rosie with her chick. Again, respectable looking, but definitely like younger and hotter.
No,
I don't know, man.
I think they're the same age.
It's just good to see if you you wield a ton of power, whatever your gender or sexuality, you tend to cash in on it.
Oh, I get a little sad when I see like a really hot gay
see, I don't
couple,
understand, like,
because I'm like, I can't tap any of that.
Oh, what
wait,
is
that's a
this?
Woman?
What is this?
That looks like
what is
Lena
Cynthia
Dunham
done?
Young, like a like if Jonah Hill or no Michael Cera and Jonah Hill
no,
had
no,
a child,
you're right.
It would be Cynthia
what?
Nixon's wife.
We waited all episode, but you paid out. I pumped a lot of quarters into your slot, but here we are. This is the payout. That is exactly what that looks like. Jonah Hill and Michael Cera had a kid. Look up Cynthia Nixon. And Christine Marioni.
Did Christine used to be Chris?
No, dude, I'm going to... I don't even know who that woman is, but I'm going to go to bat for her. I'm sure she does some cool stuff.
She was on... the one on the left was from Sex and the City. The one on the right is an activist.
Yeah, dude, I bet like she's partly responsible for who knows what. I bet like the fact that gay marriage is now being recognized in more states is probably partly due to her work. I wouldn't be surprised in the least. She's probably cool, man.
I'm not saying she's bad. I'm just saying it looks like a lot of these lesbian chicks are getting younger, hotter tail, and then Cynthia Nixon bucks that trend like a mother. We can get out of here. That's it. We're done.
Can I read you guys' Tinder profile real quick?
Guys's? Okay, well, over the outro music bed. Do it.
Looking for a witty and sarcastic girl, knowing obscure movie quotes and horrible 90s bands is a huge plus.
I hate this guy already.
I want to shoot him in the face.
This is such a beta male, and he's emotionally... Oh, look at his dicky face. I just want to smear fecal matter on it.
I'm definitely going to say yes to this. And he has stupid tattoos. They should really have a value... Like, guys that date chicks with a lot of tattoos and expect them to have, like, a normal relationship. I mean, most people get tattoos...
Wait, who has tattoos for what? Which party is tattooed?
Doesn't matter if either, honestly.
It really doesn't matter either, which what I'm about to say is because people usually get tattoos to represent, like, some tragic moments. So if you have, like, a lot of tattoos, you know you're, like, effed up. That should be a warning symbol to other people.
I guess. It's not like they get tattoos of, like, a 8-year-old with his pants down around his ankles and a finger getting slit in it.
That way you know.
It's usually like bad tribal stuff. I do find tattoos asinine though. Like I'll put up with them on a girl, but I deep down I'm not a fan.
Yeah, me either.
We can do that break for the 10th time on another episode. Arena, thank you for joining. You want to get a hold of her on Twitter where she does not pull out her jugs. She's not like Allison. You're not whipping them out all the time. She's at Mile High Jew. Howard Flood at What the F in Heezy on Twitter. And of course me, John Papa Giorgio. I am at Papa's Basement. In papasbasement.com is the show's site. If you do the podcast thing, please check us out in papasbasement.com/iTunes. That's the very, very simple way to subscribe to us using any podcasting app. And if you're big on the Stitcher app for your mobile phone, it's in papasbasement.com/Stitcher. Way easier than going to the site and seeing when my fickle ass has uploaded an episode. Just use those things and magically, look, new Papa's Basement right there.
Like a pro, man.
I try.
That was beautiful.
Once in a while, I dabble in professionalism.
You like stroke that shaft and then beautifully at the end.
Till the next one. We're out of here.
Bye-bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on